how our routine is going to change.
Yeah.
I mean, getting back in the gym and following a program, like, I could tell you, for me, it's been a huge challenge. Because, like, mentally, you're trying to think, like, what's the state guidelines going to be like?
Mm-hmm. What do I want to do? What can I actually do? What am I going to be able to do safely?
Yeah.
We were just having this discussion the other day when I was like, because I started myself on, like, an upper-lower push-pull-lower. I'm like, I maybe should have did, like, maybe like 3 or 4 full body, because I was like, I cannot move.
Yeah.
But it's weird because strength was still there, except for like biceps, triceps. But otherwise, I'm like, oh my God, 10 pounds of triceps. I'm like,
wiggling in there.
See, I didn't have that problem. I didn't have that problem.
No, you didn't have that problem because you trained biceps every single day. So
it's just
a run-on joke. But no, I agree because like I did. So I did an upper body, same kind of skin kind of comes out. Upper body, lower body. I rested 2 days for the first week. I went upper, lower, rest, rest, upper, lower, rest, rest, and then that was it. So, like the first pull day, I can remember like doing like my third set, like working some flat pull downs. I'm like, I could feel like my biceps kind of like they just weren't there. I didn't have any gas. I'm like this.
And you feel yourself quivering at rep 10, and you're like, oh my God, my endurance, I have none.
Yeah. Like, for the last, like, 8 to 9 weeks, I've been focusing on, like, what type of cleaner will my members really enjoy on this, on the floor?
I've been thinking about all these things.
Peppermint
or fresh mint? Or fresh linen?
Should I add some essential oil to this? Like, I feel like I should. I've been getting a lot of questions about, like, what's the gym going to be like when you guys reopen?
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming up. Like, we're going to be open here on Friday. And still, the state hasn't given us, like, definitive, like, guidance. Like, they have given us guidance. Mm-hmm. Like, the Oneida County's kind of said, here's what we expect, and these are your plans and procedures. I keep thinking that there's going to be, like, okay, you're going to reopen on Friday, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can only open at 10% capacity.
Well, not for nothing. Is it not what they did, what was it, with hair salons, nail salons? They were given the okay, and then the night before at, like, 7 p.m., Cuomo says, oh, just kidding.
They were not prepared for us to move through quickly through the phases.
Yeah.
I was mad. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm upset because now I'm thinking to myself, like, why are we waiting? And then everyone else behind us already has the path laid out. They know what to expect. We'll be able to limit our capacity naturally just so we're keeping our members safe. And we've talked about it. But I want them to be focused on cleanliness and their hygiene. I don't want them to be to come in here with the initial thought of, I'm nervous.
I was just having this discussion with a client of mine, because when there was talk of maybe being opening sooner than it actually was, she was like, I wonder if people are going to be nervous. I don't know if I should be nervous. I mean, not for nothing. With the gym, yeah, it's the same pieces that are here, but everything's getting cleaned off. You go to the grocery store, it's the same items that are sitting there. I use self-checkout. They don't clean it off usually in between.
Oh, yeah.
No, exactly. And here's the thing, too, is, like, to have the current data, those touch surfaces, and it doesn't really stay on surfaces as long as we thought originally. Mm-hmm. I talked to somebody the other day. I was like, yeah, when I found out that it could live without a host for 14 days on a flat surface,
that's also
scary.
In
know?
An airplane with, like, no air that's circulating, which is, like, very,
we have,
like,
HVAC
controlled
systems for that reason. And that's how things go.
Mm-hmm.
We've always done, I feel like we've always had a pretty good routine clean, but now it's more like, okay, making sure members are doing the whole, like, wipe. Use the wipe. Got sanitized wipes before and after use. Mm-hmm. Keep yourself protected. Wash your hands. Not just because, you know, you're supposed to have to use the bathroom, but because you've been touching things.
We got
keeping your hands out of your mouth. And,
yeah, we've got the sanitizer up the front desk, too, and I think we always had, like, a good routine of that. Like, all of our members, even, like, I would say 90-95% of our members would wipe down. Even some would wipe down before they use it and after they use it, even before this.
Well, I know because I pay for the wipes every month. Yeah. I would definitely use the wipes, okay? Believe me, I've seen an influx with memberships, and it correlates directly to the wipes.
Now you got the fogger too.
I got the fog. I mean, that thing is a beast too. You hit things from 25 feet away.
Everything.
I was so excited when he got the
fogger. Like, I literally walked from, Kevin saw you. Like, I literally walked around the gym at least 3 or 4 times in the office, like, working. And I go, I'm just gonna fog some stuff.
I'm like,
it was
mid-set.
Just us, like, using, like, the gym.
Your new calling.
I'm just gonna hit the squat racks. You see, like, and I go, like, I'm just gonna take a video of me doing the dumbbells.
I'll be like mid-set. And you're like, Kev, check this out. And I'll be like, halfway through a bench press. And I'm like, what rat?
Oh, that is
cool. Wow, that reaches really far. Can you spot me?
I get the step mill from the drinking fountain.
Okay, can you pick this weight off my chest? Because you just iced me mid rep.
Unfortunately, like I think like a lot of people that might be nervous are maybe people that, and I don't want to say have poor hygiene, but aren't aware of what like good hygienic measures should be. Mm-hmm. Because like when all of this first started, people are like, God, wash your hands for 20 seconds. Yeah. Like, that's what you should
and
be
for you
doing.
Having a medical background, and you know, if for a lot of you guys that don't know, Dana's a registered nurse, so you know these things. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure you, when if you work in the hospital center, they teach you how to wash your hands.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems basic, but it's not. I mean, thinking about, like, how you should grab your hand, like, mm-hmm. you kind of just do it as a routine thing you do.
Yeah.
But it's a big, it's important.
It's super just being,
important.
Like, aware mm-hmm. of, like, your own hygienic measures and just
and how that affects how affects transmission and how that works, how the whole mm-hmm. transmission thing works. I mean, it's an amazing part of science, and mm-hmm. it's very much like you said, it's very misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
To no one's, not everyone wants to go learn, you know, about disease and you know whatever. Mm-hmm. But we should. I think this situation has put a lot more light on it. So even like so, I get the main question I've been getting is masks. And we released something the other day mm-hmm. by actually WHO actually put it out, World Health Organization, mm-hmm. saying, like, you should not wear masks when you exercise. Okay?
I think
you should
blatantly unsafe.
Blatantly unsafe. Not only, like, are you restricting it, so it's a filter. Okay,
mm-hmm.
what happens when your filter gets wet? Okay,
mm-hmm.
it restricts the flow of air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's not good. And then not only that, now you got a moist towel on your face
mm-hmm.
that germs can fester in there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things that you have to think about, like, in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then people are saying, well, you have to walk in with a mask on, but then when you start actually taking a mask off, like, listen, I'm pretty sure we can't tell people, like, you have to wear a mask. Like, that's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems kind of a little
wild. I mean, not for nothing, all of the equipment is going to be set up 6 feet apart, cardio machines, every other is blocked off, everyone's getting that health check, temperature when they come in. So, the rule is mask when 6 feet cannot be
maintained.
Right.
Where there's never a Now, if you show up with a partner, now, like, this is another question.
Mm-hmm.
You show up with a partner, you're lifting them, and you need a spot. Now,
mm-hmm.
in the gym, I always encourage a spot when needed.
Mm-hmm.
If you are with your partner, just like you were out dining with them.
I was just going to say
just
that.
Like you're out dining with them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make you wear a mask when you go there
mm-hmm.
and I go sit down with you guys. So, we're sitting at the same table.
Mm-hmm.
It's assumed that you don't want me to wear a mask because you didn't tell me to. But again, never assume that. Like, so I told my staff, for example,
mm-hmm.
my staff is working. They are going to wear a mask when they're cashing somebody out
mm-hmm.
or they're making shakes. They always wear gloves, but
mm-hmm.
now they'll wear the mask. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, those are small things that
mm-hmm.
need to be put in place because now we're handling
food and beverage
right?
and dealing with people
consume,
directly.
And even the way we store our cups and things like
mm-hmm.
that have all changed. And we're actually revamping our smoothie bar, which I'm pumped about.
Bro.
I did see
guys,
that.
Don't even get me. I'm so excited. Like, first of all, we've always had pretty good shakes, but this is going to be, totally off topic. This is going to be freaking awesome. I'm so pumped. But, I think, what do you, how's your quarantine gone so far? Your lockdown?
Horrible.
As far as training?
Training? It was tough to come back. It was tough to get back on a routine. Because, like, what we said earlier, even, the person coming back into the gym, like, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't more of, like, what can I do, but more of, what should I do?
Yeah.
Like, I like to think, like, I think I'm a pretty serious athlete in here.
Mm-hmm.
I do have hopes of competing again. So, it's like, in my mind, I was like, what should I do to maximize the first, like,
mm-hmm.
few weeks? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've come out with, we had that podcast a few weeks ago
mm-hmm.
about returning slowly, but
mm-hmm.
I like to go and I like to push it, like, I like to push the limit, like, that's the kind of, like, athlete I am. But it was really like, what should I do? So I was like, for the first couple weeks, I'm like kind of like messing around with, you know, should I do push pull legs
mm-hmm.
rest, push pull legs rest, or upper lower rest? Or so honestly, I just went back to what worked before, and you know, it was like a 5-day routine
mm-hmm.
2 days off, and so far I feel great. I mean, I've been telling people, like, the first 3 weeks were the hardest. First week, you experience those, oh man, I lost my gains.
And it's almost like back to basics.
Yeah, yeah.
It's discouraging. It was just discouraging at first. I mean, if you know, like, walking into it, like, what to expect, and I can't relate to it. You guys, neither of you guys can. But, like, if you had just started in, like, January 2020.
I know.
That's the people I'm like, man, yes. like, when I thought, so we put that whole thing out there, 2020 2.0.
Yeah.
Like, let's start the year over. Because everyone started the year over. It's been a shit show since January.
Yeah.
Pardon my language, but it's totally true. Now we're at the point where, okay, let's start over. Because those people right there, you know, I've seen a lot of them that just start out. They were getting such a solid habit. Like, are they going to be able to return and get back into that? Because
especially depending how far in they were. I had a client that was on week 3 when all of this happened. I had another client who was finishing up. So looking at, like, where they were in two very different spots. But the bottom line for both was it's both discouraging because you're almost done. You might want to renew. You're just beginning. You're just getting the swing of things. And now you stop. You don't have anything at home. Can't get access to anything.
I am totally over writing band workouts.
Yeah, same.
And endless amounts of frog pumps and hip thrusts and
all these weird variations for back. If they have, like, if they don't have bands, doing all these Superman holds, you don't even know if they're doing it right, getting out of
I feel very accurate now. Like, when people, like, put how many gallons of water they did a row with. I used a gallon and a half. Okay, we got 12-pound rows. Okay. So now I feel comfortable with that because I got makeshift. People are doing that. They had cement, and they're mixing cement in gallons and stuff like that. It's been, I'm totally over it, and I'm ready.
Agreed.
To, like, I, like, so we were open for, like, 12 or 13 days, whatever it was, before something occurred in our area where no gyms could, you know, operate personal training. A tragedy. Whatever.
A crisis.
Oh, jeez. I could insert so many things right now. I'm going to refrain for our listeners. They don't want to hear it. Anyways, I'm sure they do, actually. But
you sure?
Another podcast. Maybe we'll bring them on here.
Let's do it.
But I was so excited because I was writing programs again. And I was like, man, like, barbell squat. We're doing leg presses.
Yeah.
There's so much variation that we could use that was, you know. Because even, like, not a lot of people even have barbells in their house. And then you go to buy barbells, and everything, either price gouging or it's completely sold out. Like, and it's funny, because I just sold a ton. Like, I had so much, like, leftover equipment. We cleared out. Like, we called this place out, and I had just sold it for, like, I just need to get rid of it. I would have been sitting like a gold mine right now.
Oh,
I
my
feel
goodness.
Like I could have been sitting on a gold mine. I sold that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we had the rubber plates. So, like, all these rubber plates I had. I think I sold them for like 50 cents a pound.
Now it's going for like $5 a pound.
And rubber plates are already going like $1.30, but to like $200 a pound anyways. But
I had, I have a couple friends that work at Dick's, and they said the minute they put it into the inventory, like when they got their shipments of the weightlifting stuff, they put it in the inventory, and within an hour, it was sold. Somebody called in.
I believe it.
Called in, bought it over the phone, and it was curbside, so... It's, you know, I mean, I was right there
that
with you,
me,
man.
That made me feel so good hearing all that, though. Like, this is how much people, like, people are building their own, like.
Yeah.
Because I, like, I'll be honest, I've seen a few clients that were coming here, like, were just starting off. And they've developed this routine now, like, to the point where they had to buy a gym at the house or pick up some equipment at the house so they could do something. And that, like, I mean, that feels good because you see these people are altering their entire lifestyle.
Definitely.
And an online thing, I mean, that's, like I said, like, I'm going to have nightmares for years. We're not talking about the 2020 and talking about our banded home workouts. Like, I was cool. Like, I thought this, like, I remember telling everybody, like, we're going to put things in freeze. No big deal. I'm going to keep coaching because I really don't want to have to, like, try and get things going again because then people are going to fall off and it's going to be really challenging.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want anyone to do that. So I'm like, yeah, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, no big deal. Like, week 11, I'm like, okay.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on?
And throughout all of this, like, I would look at equipment online, and I'm like, expected delivery, like, the end of June, beginning of July. I'm like, we'll be back by then.
We're going to be back.
And I'm like, okay, now it's, like, August, and here I am still with no equipment.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's crazy. But I mean, there's going to be a lot of equipment for sale on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. So over the next few months, I can guarantee that. Hopefully. Yeah. Come back to the gym.
I know.
Definitely.
I know. I think a lot of people will because it's like everyone has busy lives. I know, like, I don't see my friends as much as I would like to. And when I do see them, I see them at the gym.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But we talked about that. So there's two sides of the coin because I want to talk about, like, some gym etiquette stuff about this conversation, too, because and that's one of them. Like, mm-hmm.
yeah,
we like a massive part of my social life includes the gym,
mm-hmm.
and not being able to have that, and it's been tough. Mm-hmm. Like, for anyone that comes here, and I'm sure like there's other gyms that have the same thing too, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Absolutely.
But when you're at the gym, like, that's a subculture. Because mm-hmm. I might talk, like, you might talk to somebody you never really would talk, like,
yeah,
would never talk to you outside of here, right? And you, mm-hmm. you know, you start learning more people. You're all kind of connecting this one, under this one roof, mm-hmm. in a sense. And, man, that's been the one thing that we've said, like, man, I can't wait to get that gym. And I'm thinking to myself, as I'm thinking about this, now you guys know, like, I'll talk if someone's ear off. And I won't even know I'm doing it.
People tell me, yeah.
like, stop it. And it's like, if I haven't seen Dana a few weeks or whatever, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, I just, Instagram's not good enough. Like, tell me more. What's going on with you? You know what I mean? How's Lee? No, so, we're catching up and stuff like that. So, I'll do that. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if people are trying to get in and get out of the gyms, like, they're supposed to. This is a terrible place to work. There's so many social, like,
yeah.
it's such a social place. Like, the whole mm-hmm. gym seems to kind of be like that. Within reason, like, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, because some people are really hard training and things like that. I mean, most people
yeah.
that come here are very on the key, but again, it's a social thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I mean, at what point do you say, like, is it right or is it wrong to say, like, I gotta get back to work.
Yeah.
I think it
depends on the person, too, because there's some people that they'll kind of get the hint, or they'll just keep talking while you're doing whatever, vice versa. But then it is tough when it's someone like that you haven't seen in a while, because you don't want to cut them off, or
definitely.
Vice versa, they don't want to cut you
off.
Oh,
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
I think...
Cap doesn't talk at all.
I think it depends on, like, the time of day that you go to. Like, I'm sure you guys have noticed, like, afternoons and evenings. Like, okay, I'm just going to spend the next 6 hours here, because what else
yeah.
am I going to do?
I have
in
a lot,
the morning,
yeah.
you're, like, in and out, in an hour.
Mm-hmm. In the morning, too, like... Definitely the brain's starting to wake up again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen you here at, like, 5.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you here at 5 a.m., 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m. is a lot different than 5 a.m. Everyone's kind
of
just doing
yeah.
their
First
thing.
Of all, Dana's always the same level of energy. Everything
always,
that
yeah.
That is true, yeah.
Always big smile.
Like, I walk by with a client. She's like, hey, Kev. I'm like, hi. It's morning.
But then at the same time, it's like when you see the same people, you don't get offended if. They
no,
don't say
yeah,
hi.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like, oh,
oh
they're
yeah.
doing their thing. It's fine.
Yeah,
wave
yeah,
from afar.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely some people get your ear.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's like the biggest gym fall ever. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's bigger ones.
The ice.
What's that?
The ice.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't ice me, bro.
I'm like notorious for it.
No,
you gotta speak up, because I will.
I've told you.
Like, I'm about to go deadlift.
I know. I'm
during mid-set.
At first, I remember I used to be so timid and I would just have a conversation, and then it's an hour later and I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just be done with my workout. Now I'm like, I don't mean to be rude, but like...
I gotta do this.
That's like my first set. And they're like, oh, you're fine.
And plus, like, for me, I'm here for most of the day, too. So I'll get a lot of my talking done,
mm-hmm.
like, between clients,
mm-hmm.
to the point where when I get to work out, I don't have any words left.
Yeah.
I don't have any words left. I'm out of words. Like, I have a word bank, and it has been, it's empty at this point. You'll get a hi.
I think a lot of people can relate to that when you're in, like, a people profession. Like,
oh, yeah.
I know I feel like that. And that's sometimes why I would rather come in the morning. Because at night, sometimes I find I'm a little bit more, like, I don't want to say short fused. But, yeah. Because I'm like, I just want to get home. Like,
oh,
I've talked to people
definitely.
All day.
But
and it's like,
yeah.
I want to talk, but I also want to, like, do my thing.
Yeah, you gotta get
yeah.
it out. Because, like, whenever I come in the morning, it's, I mean, you know, you got a couple people that are just, everyone's all business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I've never had an issue in the morning, like, with people with chatter in
mm-hmm.
the evening. And kind of gets like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, or once you get in your set, most people kind of keep, I usually keep a hat on, stay in the back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I usually also, like,
but I like catching up with people, too. Like, there's certain members
same.
I haven't seen in a while.
Definitely.
Like,
mm-hmm.
But if I'm on...
Like, can you tell me some bad things that you saw? Like, if you could change one thing, like, I appreciate you like the stuff, but, like, what's the bad stuff? Tell me the bad
like,
stuff.
Like, what's the gossip
yeah.
that no one wants to talk about?
No, I should keep me out of that.
Yeah.
But then even still, when you do come every day, it's like you're good friends, so you, like,
yeah.
still want to shoot the shit.
Yeah.
Just as long as someone,
yeah.
like Bridget, for example. I met
oh, yeah.
Bridget
still, and you
through
still,
the
like,
gym,
yeah.
like 5 a.m. She's like, does this shirt look okay? I'm like, girl, you look like, take off your sweatshirt. Like, that shirt looks great. And we're, like, great friends now. And even still, we, like, banter back and forth, or we did, in the morning. But it's still, like, we get it. Like, you're both doing your things. Yeah,
business. Better be. I guess she's, I got her on a program, so she's got to be business.
She's always strictly business. Charlie's always, too. Girls, come on.
Yep.
Gotta go.
Oh, it's been good. What about, so I guess we could go back and forth and stuff. Like, the one thing I get nervous about, too, is, like, we talked about earlier, people being a little nervous and the mask. And, like, I mean, I've heard so many stories. Like, you walk through a store and someone doesn't have a mask on, they're like, and they're just getting crushed by people. Like,
yeah.
Hey, man, what are you doing? Like, I want to remove... I want to take a step back. I'm not saying we should completely forget about what happened. I'm not saying it's not a real thing. What I do want to get by is, like, okay, we understand the measures we can take to reduce that spread. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to wear a mask while you're walking down the street or while you're walking through the gym. I mean, if that's your prerogative, go ahead. But, like, think about, again, the potential of moisture to get on that mask and actually cause a bigger issue, right? So walking through the gym, and, like I, if anyone's listening to this, like, don't yell at people about wiping their stuff, like, just, like, bring it to the attention if you can. That the whole gym etiquette thing is, you go onto the floor, and there are certain things, like, we can manage, and there are certain things that people seem to manage on their own, you know what I mean? So, like, there needs to be no argument or nothing like that. But to protect yourself and to protect the people around you, please wipe your benches down. And, of course, re-rack your weights.
And this is something that is...
Re-rack your weights.
First, re-rack your weights. Oh. Second, wipe your benches. No, I'm just
kidding. If you decide to re-rack your weights before you wipe your bench down, I ain't going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a big thing about re-racking weights, man.
Oh, yeah?
That's my biggest, probably, gym etiquette peeve right there.
I thoroughly enjoy... Like, I walk by a rack, and there's a 45, 25, 10, 35 stacked on the same peg. Yeah.
It's
a mystery peg.
That definitely, that's annoying. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the biggest pet peeve for me, especially being, like, a trainer, like, where, like, I have somebody who is potentially, this is their first time in the gym, right? First ever time in the gym. And if you don't re-rack your weights, and I need to use that machine with a client, now I'm trying to figure out if somebody's on that machine. Mm-hmm. So it's not only just, like, nice to re-rack your weights, right? You put them on, take them off. But it gives everyone around it the knowledge that no one's on that machine anymore. That machine is empty. That's free to use. Now, if you have, like, a 45, 25, and a 10 on there, and you just figure that you're done with it, now I have to look around, make sure that no one's giving me the dirty look, hey, I'm on that machine, right?
Yeah, like, supersetting everything.
Yeah, which, like... So if you're done with it, just re-rack it, because it's a lot easier for everyone to figure out if you're done with it. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much, like, the universal sign. Like, usually if there's weights on it, I'll look for, like, a water bottle or, like, a phone or a hat, like, something like that. If I don't see that, then I'm just like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to clean up after somebody's mess, you know? That's my biggest thing in the gym.
I think, like, the biggest takeaway, like, across the board between, like, even, like, gym etiquette and just, like, coming out of coronavirus, this quarantine, is, like, do, like, your own due diligence, and, like, things will be fine. When you use a machine, re-rack your weights, clean it, you're done. When you're coming into the gym, wash your hands, get your temperature taken. If you're sick, don't go to the
gym. Please don't come to the gym.
Yeah.
Don't try and, like, superset, use a machine that someone else is on. Just, like, do due diligence with yourself, and, like, that transfers to, like, other people. And that's something that I stress even to, like, my patients that are nervous to go to the store or do this or that. And I'm like, just worry about yourself. Like, if you're afraid, keep 6 feet. If someone's coughing near you, you know, step away. Don't cough out in the open. Cover your mouth. Wash your hands. Like, as long as you, like, do and stay conscious of things, like, that kind of just takes care of everything else.
Yeah, and even if you think you're clean, like, and you don't have to, like, wash your hands or anything like that, but you're touching surfaces, and you, like, this is what I do. I assume everyone else is dirty.
You should.
Yeah. So it's like, even though I know I'm clean, like, get out of here, and I'll go home, I'll wash my hands. Before I eat, before I do it, like...
Yeah, you absolutely should.
Yeah, like, it's not even just the fact that, oh, I know I'm clean, or I'm good. It's... I just touched a whole bunch of stuff.
You don't even know what you touched.
Everyone,
before we closed, we knew about the coronavirus and we're starting to learn more about it. Like, okay, like, we need to, like, put some stuff out, have a step-by-step, like, here's a couple of, you know, five tips to keep yourself free, you know, corona-free. It was all the stuff that was already kind of, that's being mentioned now, but we wanted to be proactive on it. But one of the ones, the studies that show, like, how many times you touch your face.
Oh, my God.
It's like 26 times a minute on average. I'm like, my God, like, that's ridiculous. You know, it's like... I'm starting to think about, like, okay, how often you touch your face. Like.
And if you do think about every little thing, like, you will drive yourself crazy and genuinely just be nervous to, like, live. Like, I think about, I've touched my phone, but I haven't cleaned my phone today. So even though I've washed my hands maybe 35 times today, I'm still touching my phone. So are my hands really clean? I don't know.
Right.
But I think people
phones
just...
are the most dirty places, though.
Exactly.
Definitely. And
people just being, like, conscious of, like... how you are around other people and maintaining your own level of, like, cleanliness.
There's a, this is cleanliness. What everyone can do is be a little bit more hygienic, but not to the point where you said you're driving yourself nuts with it. Because guess what lowers the immune system? Stress. So if you're stressing out about being
like, too clean.
Take a step back, be a little more hygienic, especially in here. Like I said, like, or like you said, don't come to the gym sick. Wipe down your equipment. Practice social distancing, I guess. Like, it's hard for me to say that. But
we
like
those, we have those stickers that you can put on the floor. I'm like, I don't want to put these. I don't want to put them on the floor.
Yeah.
I also
like,
think
how
too,
come
like,
we can have them. Like, but people know 6 feet. I mean,
and research is evolving. They just said that people who are pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic have a very slim chance of spreading. And I think that's huge. So what that means for people that don't know what those terms are is if you're someone who has the virus and you're not necessarily showing symptoms or haven't shown symptoms yet, like, it's a very slim chance that, like, you can infect someone
that's
else.
A really good point, Dana. I'm glad you said that because the clarification between... Because they use this nomenclature in the news and they say... asymptomatic, and people are like, whoa, like, that must mean, like, what does that mean? Symptoms. They feel symptomatic. They're symptomatic.
Right. Just without symptoms.
Asymptomatic is exactly that. You do not have symptoms. Like, that was a big scare, because now it's like, man, I could be carrying this thing.
Yeah.
Be a carrier, and I don't know, because I don't have any symptoms. So now they're not right. Now they're proving that, okay, the potential for spread is very, very low. Very low risk. So exactly why, if you are feeling or experiencing sickness, and you're like, oh, it's just sinuses, just stay home. Err on the side of caution. Let it run its course, and let's get back at it. Because as a whole community, I mean, when, even when we were opening up a little bit sooner than the whole phase four thing, remember, right? So we put on this on the card out there. It's like, listen, like, follow these things, because it's not just like us and us worried about someone coming in here and, like, you know, ratting us out about doing this or doing that. And then, you know, or about the not following the procedures and policies in terms of cleanliness. It was to make sure that we can allow other businesses to open up on time. Because if we're not doing our part, guess what? What's going to happen is we're going to go two more weeks and two more weeks and two more weeks. What those phases are. So even as we continue this, hopefully, like, I have the highest hopes that this year, come fall and into early next year, we're going to see a lot lower flu mortalities from it. I truly think that.
I know, and I go back and forth between that because you see people saying it's similar to the flu. It's not similar to the flu. And those things can be taken, like, entirely out of context.
I'm not saying it's a flu. I'm saying transmission. Like, us being more aware of, like, transmission is simply going to reduce that number. And hopefully it does.
Well, not only that, but just, like, herd immunity. Like, we're not going to build up antibodies or, like, keep our immunity to anything if we're staying home. Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And like you said, like, with the treat this, you wouldn't come to the gym with the flu.
Yeah,
exactly.
So if you have flu-like symptoms or
unless
symptoms
you're
of COVID,
a client, perhaps, because we are ride or die.
Ride or die.
You're going back to home workouts.
Yeah.
I can't move. My whole body hurts. Do you think I should do my cardio today or tomorrow?
I don't know. You're sweating through the couch, so like, you should just stay there.
Well, if you're just sore, that's no excuse.
Oh.
If you're sore and you're feeling like you're going to vomit, then maybe
that's a different
we
story.
Should probably just sit back.
Yeah.
We don't want to go to the hospital and get rhabdomyolysis or something.
But I, again, too, is like, I think we did do a lot of good things to the gym floor to make sure that we're kind of slowing that.
How about the benches?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, and I'll say that was, even without this whole 6 foot distancing,
mm-hmm.
probably one of the best things we did.
Oh, there's just way more space.
There's more space. We moved the benches around, but also like we put boxes for the benches that go in. So now
mm-hmm.
you're not finding benches like randomly all over the place. You know, so right. it's like there's a bench designated for mm-hmm. every area, so there's no like searching because whatever people use them, they do different things mm-hmm. with them, and whatever, that's fine. But you know. If they're doing, you know, box step ups, and they don't want to go to the box that's in the training room, they want to
mm-hmm.
you know use a bench.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to roll the bench over here because maybe they don't, you know, they want to have a corner where they have more room. And then you know their legs are tired and they don't want to carry it back. I get that.
Yeah,
like whatever, yeah. No big deal.
Right? Somebody else would do.
But now we got a little box you can stand in. It's your little box.
Yeah.
Whether you choose to let someone in that box or not, that's totally up to you. But it's cool. It's got a little bit of the designation. That's one of the things we liked about it because. Kevin and I worked like tirelessly, like figuring out.
Oh, I'm sure.
And listen, ugh. Kevin will tell you because like I have like OCD type like issues when it comes to. Like, yes, I do. Oh yes. And Kevin asked me because I had to point like Kevin, don't ask me, just do it.
Yeah.
Then it would be like Kevin like. He's not. He's just joking. Because he's coming and he's like explaining something. And I'm like, I don't like that explanation. And I come out and I'm like, that's no, this can't go there. Oh, it was horrible. I'm like, and I tell Liz, like, just have him deal with it. Tevin, I'm sure Liz will tell you, like, just do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a decision, because I couldn't. But after it was all said and done, we both put our 2 cents in, and we got back, and we kind of came to, a floor plan. It just,
opened
it's
up.
So much bigger in here.
Yeah.
And we added things. It is. Like,
we added a big machine. Like,
so before we had the gym put up, like, push-pull legs.
Mm-hmm.
The issue with that is, you know, it's like, a normal thing on Monday, people.
I was just gonna say, you still get a lot of people in one spot,
right? It's still kind of the same similar pattern that a lot of people follow in the gym. That's any gym you go to, right? So Monday's push day, it's chest day, and all, it's international chest day. So the push section was kind of overwhelmed, right? So we're at like the point where people were waiting, but like it was, mm-hmm. you know, everything was
tight too. It was tight.
Yeah, it was. That's what it was. It wasn't like because it was near the dumbbells too, and then or the benches and things mm-hmm. like that. So now we like spread it all out. So like. You could still get all your machines, but like now you're
there's
you know,
just a lot
the
more
benches
space.
Are near like the row of rows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The row of rows. I remember that.
That was a good
entire
one.
Entire row of different rowing machines. Like there's
it's just
I mean,
like
we have
this
a ton of
walkway
rowing machines
of
as it
just...
is. We have a ton of back machines and like they're all in like, a nice little row now and then the push machines, like the hammer strength push machines
mm-hmm.
are on the other side. The other side of the cable tower. I mean, like I can't wait to see a dumbbell section packed because now they have an entire side of a gym
yeah.
for dumbbell use and free weights.
Because it was probably like that one wall where it was like almost half the size.
Yeah, probably about a quarter of the size
yeah.
that the floor is now.
And that's usually like a pretty like densely populated
mm-hmm.
area. In the
because
gym,
you had cable
lines.
Towers, you had the
yeah.
two cable, the main cable
mm-hmm.
tower, then you had
yeah.
the side cable tower, then you had all the dumbbells.
And then the easy bars and the attachments.
Oh yeah, all in the same. And those are high use things. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
we spread those out over corner. I mean, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
I thought we did a hell of a job, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially after we moved things like 4 or 5 times.
Oh,
I picked
by
things up, put them down.
Oh, we're
back
carding everything. Then the lock. I mean, we were. Ace movers.
You guys got your money's worth out of that pallet jack
over
that week.
We certainly did. Like, we used the pallet jack.
And I think we can now like set up any gym at this point. Like
I
we know
like,
how to pick
I
up equipment. Like
business number three.
It's great. Like we know how to like place things on the pallet jack to make it like the easiest. Like
we know exactly where to go right in to
yeah.
That
well, all the plate load or the pin loaded. Because
when a couple you put on there, you start jacking it up, and it's like,
yeah.
is that gonna be okay? Like,
yeah.
Nope. Gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Just hurry up, get it over.
Basic physics.
We're good. How many times did I have to like sit on a people? Oh shit! Don't listen. Never
mind. Oh my god! What's that thing? There's a TikTok video. It's funny. It's like they sing the song.
OSHA Oh yeah.
All the OSHA violations.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I have not seen
it's
that.
It's like.
Yeah.
Come with
me, and you'll see a world of OSHA violations. That was...
I saw today some guy had, like, 2 24-foot extension ladders ducked or electrical taped. It was like a
I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to do that. So.
TikTok rules the world.
Oh,
but
my God.
Just...
Oh,
between
Lord.
TikTok and... Some alcohol during this quarantine. That was pretty much that. New half year, new me. There we go.
Yeah, exactly. Just rock
it. Be honest, like, after everything is said and done, I've said this multiple times to friends and family and clients and whatnot. It took me a little bit of time to realize, like, I'm never going to get this time back with, like, my kids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it took me, like, 4 weeks to start, like, realizing, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of an important thing to teach him and be there. And like, we taught him, like, school. Like, we're
homeschooling. God bless. And it's just as hard for them, I think, too, because they're used to their friends at school, their teachers behaving in school, and then... Not to say that kids misbehave when they come home, but they're excited to be home. They're wild, you know. My son goes to home.
My son goes to New York Mills, and their teacher did like a little like drive around like last week, right? He loves his teacher, loves his teacher. Couldn't stop talking about when she's gonna come by. And it was that's the first awesome. House and, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's just, you know, it's adorable. I couldn't make it a list to tell the whole thing, and but yeah, it was. He was like just pumped, you know. And it's obviously they have that kind of thing with their teachers, especially at that age, plus, you know, being younger. So it's tough.
Definitely.
Socially, we've done really, and then not to mention the parks closed and everything like that.
Yeah.
We did some things with the kids. I got the little Skype things or the
Zoom chat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank God I already knew how to use Zoom chat. Because, I've seen people fumble on with Zoom chat.
Oh, yeah. I think, again, it goes to, I think, because I'm the same way. I mean, I need to go somewhere to work. I cannot work at home.
There's a lot of distractions, whether you're an adult, a teenager, a child.
Yeah.
Tons of distractions.
I can't.
Valentine? Were we in Valentine? Or did you
come? Yeah, because you were down, or upstairs, in the spare bedroom, I think.
Nope, that's common.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I just, I can't do it. I couldn't believe that, I can't believe, they expected the kids to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They have even more stuff going on,
such a harder time stimulus. Understanding.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So I had a few, I talked to a few people that had to homeschool their kids
on top of working from home.
I'm like, good Lord. Yeah. I couldn't imagine it.
I remember just doing something at home, and the kids are running around, and even during the summer, when I get up I had an office, so now we have the office here at the gym, but. Mm-hmm. We had the gym at the office on Genesee Street, and I'm like, I was trying to do it from home, and next thing you know, I hear, pitter patter feet, no big deal. Then I have dogs, and I have a list of I'm like, oh my god, I gotta go upstairs. No, I'm good. What's the matter?
This is me every day, but now you're noticing. Actually,
yeah, now I hear every little pin drop.
It's like, good Lord, is this my house?
Hey, guys, any advice you would give your members returning to the gym, or excuse me, your clients returning to the gym, any advice you would give them in terms of getting back on track, getting over this whole thing? And
I think...
What's your main advice?
Be patient with yourselves and be patient with everyone else at the gym. We're all still learning. And like I said before, just do your due diligence with hygienic measures. Maybe a lot for more time to be at the gym, just taking into consideration health check when you come in, not being able to work in with someone, having to clean things off, whether you were or not before, it's still going to take a little bit more time. Just be patient with yourself and be patient with others. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah. Please be kind. If you guys haven't learned anything, at a time like this, okay, we're going to be stronger together, and...
Yep.
Whether your political views or whatever, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Does not matter. Let's be kind to each other. Let's
definitely. This. There are definitely a lot of people that, probably have the view of this was all for nothing. This is not a thing or whatever. And then there are going to be people that I need to wear a mask all the time. And whether you see either one of those, let's just remember that we're all just humans again.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's their opinion, if they need to wear a mask throughout the gym, let's not take that opportunity to shun them or, mm-hmm. or like
respect it. You don't have to agree with them. Just respect
if them wearing a mask around you or someone not wearing a mask around you upsets you that much, come to the front desk, I guess, mm-hmm. or just take a breather. But just come in and have fun again. Mm-hmm. A lot of my clients, I'm gonna be shooting out programs, but.
Mine are very excited.
Yeah, yeah. I had a few the clients when we were open for that short time. They came in, they're like, what are we doing? I'm like, we're gonna have fun.
Well, let's just get back to lifting again. Let's just like, we're gonna do an upper day, but we're just gonna go with the flow. We're gonna get a good pump.
Everything.
Yeah. I'm like, let's have fun. Let's remember why we came back and like, again, whatever goal it is, aesthetic, strength, or whatever, like, just get in and have fun. Mm-hmm. Let's remember why we do it. Mm-hmm. So.
Very good. Yep, I think I'm pretty. You guys hit the nail on the head. So. If you guys don't know already or know Dana Siriano's social media, Dana, what's your Instagram handle?
It's at DL Siriano.
Check her out. Lots of fun. Kev, what do you want to do? Everybody knows. Kev, give me your...
Not really.
Kay Conley 520.
We're going to be working on a new name. They have to give me a nickname, so you guys said that in the last podcast.
That's right. There was like M Dog or...
He's trying to make his own up, and it's not going to work.
Fresh Cakes. 20.
That's a good one, but now that you said it, I can't do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We've got some more podcasts coming up. Really excited to be able to do this. Got a special treat coming up in a few more weeks. I'm so pumped. I don't even tell anybody about our podcast, how we're going to go. Thanks again.
All right, guys.